Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos Shiur. We are continuing the Halachos of Refuah and specifically talking about ailments on Shabbos, a meichush. That's also to take medicine for a meichush on Shabbos. Only if you're in a matzvah, nofal l'mishkov, you're going to fall into bed or be incapacitated, then it's mutter to take medicine. But if it's just for a minor ailment, it's also to take medicine on Shabbos. The shaila is, if someone right now is not sick yet, he doesn't have any ailment yet, he's fully healthy, but he knows he might get this ailment. Is it mutter to take medicine before the ailment comes? Now, what would be the svara that it should be mutter? It's because the reason why now I take medicine is because when someone's not feeling well, he's bahul and he's confused, and therefore he might come to shchikas ha'amonim. And it is incidentally the siman of Shulchan Aruch is called the siman is shin chav ches, which stands for shachach. He might forget and grind up the simanim, the samanim, the herbs to make the medicine. So that's the problem. But if he's not sick yet, he's on the ball. So maybe it's mutter, shi mutter, to take this type of medicine for ailment before you have the ailment. For example, I'll give you three examples. The halacha is you can't take Tums for minor heartburn on Shabbos. Why? Because that's a minor ailment. You don't take medicine for a minor ailment on Shabbos. So what about taking the Tums before the Suda? You should be able to take it before the Suda because right now you're not sick, you're not bahul, so it's mutter. Or another example, allergies. So minor allergies, you can't take Claritin for minor allergies on Shabbos because that's a meichush. You don't take medicine for a meichush. But maybe before the onset of the allergies, I should be able to take it. A third example would be, we said you can't smear your hands with oil because that's also refuah on Shabbos. But let's say before your hands get chapped, you want to smear it with oil. Is that mutter? Because no oil on the ball. So there's a diuk from Rav Shlomo Zalman that this should be asur. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that the halacha that you're allowed to take, for example, Advil for someone who has a migraine, because there's no for l'mishkov, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you don't have to wait till you get the migraine and you're better ready, then take the medicine. If you know this migraine is coming and you're to be nafal l'mishkov, you're allowed to take the medicine even before you're in bed. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman v'chadish. But it's mashma, dafka, here you're allowed to take the medicine before. Why? Because if it continues going, you'll be able to take the medicine because that's nafal l'mishkov. Therefore, you can take it before. But it's mashma on a meichush, that would be awesome. And Be'etzem, in the Oz Nidburu, it says Mefurish, that it's awesome, and he explains why. He says, because why can't you take medicine? Because Adam Baal. So what are you telling? Right now, you're not Baal, you're not sick yet. But since you know for sure you're going to get that heartburn, so there is an element of Adam Baal, and therefore it's awesome to take the medicine before the ailment comes. So according to Oz Nidburu and Adik from Shlomo Zalman, it's Taka awesome. The thing is, there is a Ramosha Feinstein that's mashma, that certain case that mutter. Because Ramosha Feinstein brings down a halacha on Shulchan Aruch that says that if you have a makkah, a wound that got better, so the halacha is after it's better, you're allowed to put a medicated band-aid on this wound. While it's healing, it's also because that's he's sick and it's Adam Baal on that. But after it's healed, you're allowed to put the band-aid on because it's just protecting that your shirt shouldn't scratch it. So he says, so therefore, if someone's taking pills because he doesn't want to get a cold, he doesn't want to get a cold. So he says it's mutter because right now he's not sick, no Adam Baal. That's what Ramayisha said. So it sounds like Ramayisha. So we wanted to take those tongs before the meal. So it's a stick of steer up to the Oz Nidbru and Ramayisha. So I saw from the Skvera Dine, the Sefer Matnas Avraham, he makes a achra, and he says it depends. If it's a type of meichos, type of ailment that's for sure going to come, then it's also to take the medicine before. For example, if you know every time he eats a meal he gets heartburn, it's also to take those tongs before the Suda. Masha Enkin, if it's only a suffix, sometimes he gets heartburn. Then he could take it before. Because that's not worse than this case of putting that band-aid on the maca that's healed already because here's no other ball, and therefore you could take it from before. Now, like all these things in Hilchos Refuah, you have to have intellectual honesty to be honest with yourself to know what your matzav is. If you're a person who always gets this heartburn, then you shouldn't take it, even from before. And it's obviously, if someone heartburn doesn't put you into bed, it's not a chayli kol aguf, it's not making you incapacitated, but it's just a minor heartburn, so then you now take it afterwards, you don't take it before either. But if it's something that's mamish or suffix and there's a small chance they're going to get it, then according to the Skaradayan, you can be Sayyid Muhammad and take it before you get the harp.